Vaccine status. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The government's top infectious disease expert says he's hopeful the Food and Drug Administration will give full approval to the coronavirus vaccine by the end of August. The FDA has only granted emergency use approval so far, and many people cite that as a reason for not getting a shot. But Dr. Anthony Fauci tells NBC's Meet the Press there's ample data showing the vaccines to be safe and effective. And to end the pandemic, it's vital people get vaccinated.
You want to persuade them? That's good. And I believe that some people on their own, once it gets approved as a full approval, will go ahead and get vaccinated. But for those who do not want, I believe mandates at the local level need to be done.
Law enforcement officials in South Dakota say the first few days of this year's Sturgis motorcycle rally have been among the busiest they've seen. Some 700,000 people are expected at the 10-day event. The Tokyo Olympics have wrapped up. Correspondent John Leatherby has a final look at how the U.S. fared.
It wasn't until the final of the women's volleyball that Team USA knew it had topped the gold medal podium. After a 3-sets-to-none victory over Brazil, the United States had 39 gold medals, edging out China with 38. Gold also came Sunday on the cycling track. Jennifer Valente topped the podium of the women's Omnium points race. In the ring, both Richard Torres and Keyshawn Davis claimed silver. Davis in the men's lightweight division, Torres in the super heavyweight category. Molly Seidel in her third ever marathon took bronze, the Americans' final medal in the women's marathon. The U.S. topped the overall medal count with 113 and had finished atop the medal standings every summer games since Barcelona in 1992. I'm John Leatherby.
And finally, Hall of Fame college football coach Bobby Bowden has died after a battle with pancreatic cancer. He was 91. Among his 377 career wins, 2 national championships at Florida State. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.